Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And my name is Julie Douglas.
And we are rounding up the Trilogy of Slime here. We have we started off with an episode titled Trilogy of Slime, where we talk about the nature of slime in organisms and all the important roles that it serves. Then we did a little Valentine's special about the sex life of slugs, which is also very slimy, but also a little stabby. And then finally, we are discussing the slime mold, which is taking it in a different direction, but a really, really deceptively mind-blowing direction. Because when you just talk about the word mold itself is kind of boring. Mold is something that grows somewhere that you don't think about. You know, it's like, that's the stuff that grows in the tub, it grows in the corner, grows under the house maybe, and the less you think about it, the better.
Yeah, slime mold is actually something that is helping us to redefine intelligence.
Yes.
And we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. But when we talk about slime mold and we say mold, we actually are not talking about any sort of fungus here.
Right.
We're talking about, mainly when we talk about slime mold, is something called Physarum polycephalum. And that name actually means many-headed slime mold. Slime mold is not a plant or an animal. It's not a fungus, though it sometimes resembles one structurally.
Yeah, it's a single-celled creature.
Brainless.
No brain. And that's important here. No nervous system to speak of. And yet, its intelligence is what fascinates us.
Yeah.
I mean, it ultimately makes us really think hard and deep about what intelligence is and what it can be, especially when we're trying to think about what life could be like elsewhere in the universe.
And when you say in the universe, you should consider that these guys go back in evolutionary history about a billion years. And according to Dr. Baldoff, who is a Swedish biologist studying the DNA of slime mold species, she says that they might be tightly linked to the development of soil on land, which is very cool.
Wow.
To think about when you think about slime mold.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky to really look at our history with slime mold, because it's not something that really lends itself well to the fossil record.
Yeah, exactly. We do know that there are 900 known species of slime mold, but there are really only about two that are studied in earnest. Slime molds live in moist terrestrial habitats like decaying wood or fresh cow dung. Nice. And once the mold has found food, such as a piece of decaying vegetation or a microorganism, it grows over it and it secretes digestive enzymes. So something like polycephalum then constructs an elaborate network of interconnections between food sources, which allow it to shuttle nutrients around and get the full form of the organism fully fed. Slime molds then devour many parts of the bacteria, and then this releases those nutrients for other organisms to grow on. So it's a huge part of the ecosystem.
So what does it look like? It does not really so much look like slime per se. Like, it doesn't look like a Nickelodeon bucket of slime falling on someone's head. It has more of a yellowy consistency to it. It doesn't particularly look viscous.
Yeah, a lot of people have likened it to dog vomit.
Lovely.
That's the usual thing that people spot. But it actually comes in nearly every color of the rainbow except green, because it lacks chlorophyll. Some resemble honeycomb lattice structures. Others kind of look like blackberry configurations. And then, of course, there's the dog vomit, which is the classic thing. Some remain microscopic to the eye, but others grow large, and they can form bulbous masses as long as 10 to 13 feet long.
So in a second, we're gonna get into the idea of what happens when you put slime mold in a maze. But imagine you have a slime mold working its way down a corridor. Mm-hmm. And what happens when it encounters another slime mold coming down the corridor from the opposite direction? You're probably wondering, do they fight each other? Is there a war of slime mold that takes place here? Well, if food is scarce, what's interesting is they do essentially team up into like a single communicating mass.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is from a New York Times article, "Can Answers to Evolution Be Found in Slime Mold?" Yeah, the organisms do respond to starvation by rushing together by the thousands into a single blob. And the blob stretches out into a slug-shaped mass about 1 millimeter long, which is about 1/25 of an inch. And then it begins to crawl along like a worm toward light.
Wow, like a caravan of slime, really.
Yep, yeah. Yep. And then once it reaches the surface of the soil, the slug configuration undergoes another transformation. Some of the cells turn into a stiff stalk, while the others crawl to the top and form a sticky ball of spores. And they stick to the foot of an animal and travel to a hospitable place. So inside the slug, and this again is according to the article, about 1% of the amoebas turn into police. This is really cool. They crawl through the slug in search of infectious bacteria. And then they vanquish it, really. They find this pathogen and they devour it. And then these sentinels drop away from this slug configuration of slime mold, taking the pathogen with it. And then they die of the infection while the slug itself remains healthy, the colony of it remains healthy. So this is so amazing to me. This is all going on at this microscopic level.
Yeah.
These acts of altruism, really.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will enter the maze with the slime mold and discuss exactly how it finds its way out. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astaproallergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
All right, we're back. So, the maze. We did a whole episode on mazes, and we discussed what they are and what they symbolize for us humans. Essentially, you're talking about a winding, confusing pathway, corridors that end in dead ends, while other corridors take you ever closer to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So we often use these in science experiments. Put a mouse inside of a maze, see what happens when it gets stressed out, see if it can find its way out. What happens when you put a slime mold into a maze is really fascinating because now, for one thing, you do have to sort of you have to create a situation where the slime mold, quote unquote, wants out. The slime mold wants to find its way to food, so mm-hmm. that becomes the idea here. For a dead end to be a true dead end, it needs to not have something that the slime mold can eat at the end of it. Whereas a dead end with food at the end of it is essentially kind of an exit. So they found that researchers have found that if you put a slime mold inside of this maze, it will start off by mapping its environment out. It'll send out these tendrils, and they will follow every course in the maze to its end. And if they find a true dead end, where everything just ends and there's no food there, then it will retract, but it will leave a trail of slime
mm-hmm.
that kind of works as an external memory of where it has been. And that is a hallway that it need not go down again because there's no food down there. And then it will concentrate its efforts on the pathways that do lead to food.
Yeah, it's really cool. As you say, it's like this externalized spatial memory.
Yeah.
And
again, no brain.
This
creature does not have a brain. It is not intelligent in the larger sense of the word, but it is using a certain amount of map-making intelligence here.
It's using that chemical scent to figure out where it's been and then not expend the effort on searches that won't pay off, right?
Right.
So it's saying, I've been down that hallway. There's no reason I need to redouble my efforts on this. Another cool thing is that the Physarum slime mold sends these tendrils of protoplasm out to search for food. And it's but it's not just a, hey, wholesale, everybody find food.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they say, okay, this one over here to the left has found some food. These guys over here on the right have not. All right, everybody reconfigure, and now let's bolster our efforts to that food to the left. So they reorganize themselves to then sort of go in and effectively cover that food spectrum that they did find, which is mm-hmm. amazing. So not only are they making sure that they're not going into areas they've already been, but when they do find food, they're able to sort of say, all right, troops, here we go. We're now going to concentrate on this. All right, all of this is really amazing when you look at it in the context of engineering problems that we humans try to solve every single day.
Yeah, particularly it's interesting when you take the slime mold and you put it over a major city, and then you distribute the food in a way that resembles major population points, major points of interest, places that you would need, say, a public transportation system to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were a map of Atlanta, for instance, you would have like central Atlanta, Midtown, you'd have the Buckhead area where we are, and various other important places. Well, several of those places are probably not even reached by public transportation down here as far as the train goes, but that's a whole other story. But you put the slime mold in there, and you let it figure out the best ways to get to its food sources. And researchers have found that the paths that the slime mold creates are comparable to the major public transportation systems in those cities.
I know, we've seen this again and again. It's not just, oh, hey, there's just one set of researchers doing this. But I think the standout in this is the Tokyo railway system.
Yes.
In 2010, mathematical biologist Toshiyuki Nagaaki and his colleagues observed how this networking behavior could translate into efficient city planning. So they drew a map of Japan. They put oat flakes on the map to represent cities.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let the ficerum loose on the area that represented Tokyo. Okay, so key to this is that there are obviously going to be obstacles in city planning, like waterways.
Right.
That you can't, you have to make sure that you don't try to transverse.
Long-standing buildings and areas that you're just not going to bulldoze to build your system.
Right. So what they did is they took bright lights in these areas, and which slime molds will avoid. They do not like. And so those represented those areas that they knew that you couldn't do any sort of public transportation around. And then what bloomed in front of the researcher was a ficerum network that produced interconnections just that were strikingly similar to the layout of the Tokyo railway system. And in the ways that they differed from the actual Tokyo railway system, it turns out that their methods of reaching networked places was much more effective than what was already in place. So what we're saying here is that slime molds are solving engineering problems.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing. This is stuff that we spend a lot of time on. These are computer programs. There's modeling that's going on, and you just let a slime mold loose, and they
and
can
will,
help.
Yeah, it'll equal or exceed human production on those same trade routes, or same public transportation routes. Because another one that I ran across was they were actually able to get a ficerum to reproduce the Silk Road and various other global trading routes. Put it on a map of the Earth,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see. Oh, there's the Silk Road right there. It's thinking along the same lines as humans did when they were trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B in the most effective manner possible.
Right, and when they took that globe too, they configured it so that again there were certain places that the mold couldn't try to transverse because of the configuration
of the continents
of the continents at that time. And so they tried to reproduce that, and that is amazing that the Silk Road came up, it popped up. Another example I think is really cool is this is by Andrew Adamatsky, and he's a researcher at the University of West England.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to figure out what would happen in a nuclear disaster. In other words, if a reactor melted down, what would be the best course of action for citizens to flee from it? So he took those acellular modes that are used for highway-like patterns, and they grew a slime mold network of highways for Canada, and then they placed a crystal of salt, which repels slime molds, on the map where the Bruce Nuclear Power Plant is located in Canada. And then what they found is that the slime mold abandoned its tendrils near the salt and then grew a new highway pattern that efficiently rerouted food across Canada and also showed different paths that you could leave, obviously, this area. So it sheds some sort of light on what can happen in disaster situations.
Yeah, it's just amazing to think about slime mold as being capable of doing this. And again, it ultimately makes us rethink what intelligence is. As we look at possible models for extraterrestrial life.
Yeah, Adam Rogers, he's a senior editor at Wired. He has a really interesting riff on this. So if you want to see his video, check that out on wired.com. I believe the column is Observation Deck, Intelligent Slime Molds.
And the applications here with slime molds, I mean, aside from possible computing scenarios, in addition to, there are biophysicists in Germany and Singapore who think that the mathematical models that they were working on based on slime mold behavior might lead to new ways to starve tumors of blood and essentially to fight cancer.
Yeah, which is because what they found is that, again, there's this mathematical similarity in mm-hmm. the ways that a tumor tries to gain nutrients from the body and the way that slime mold grows.
Yeah.
So taking those two examples, they can actually try to figure out ways that they could try to starve that tumor, as you said.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down, I think, to the idea. You think about, okay, what is mathematics? What is our spatial understanding? What is the ability to create a map on a piece of paper as an intelligent human? Like, it all comes down to our ability to navigate the physical world. It's just kind of an ability that has grown ever more robust with the passage of time, with our evolution, and then with our the building of our culture. But at the very base level, something even without a brain has to be able to do this to some level, and the slime mold does a fantastic job.
So if you ever find yourself lost, wandering about, yes. think about
carry
this,
a slime mold with you.
Yeah, think about the Spicerum polyencephalum, and take heart in saying that this organism that goes back a billion years can find a way, and so too can you.
All right. Well, there's slime mold for you, and that finishes out our three episodes on slime. If you missed any of the other two, do check them out. There's a lot of cool data in there, and it really, really made me rethink what slime is. And really, I, as I mentioned before, longtime fan of slime, loved slimy monsters, slimy things, even as I hated slugs. And there's just so much more there, not only in understanding how slime works, but slugs as well. I mean, I think to slug-like monsters that have appeared in various forms of fiction, and even ones where they do a pretty good job of making the creature monstrous. Like, they really don't dive into all of the just weird and fascinating biology of a slug. So, just putting that out there, are there any potential filmmakers and fiction weavers in the audience? Well, let's call the robot over and do one quick listener mail. This one comes to us from Catherine, and she has a book recommendation for us. She says, Robert and Julie, your most recent podcast made me think of one of my favorite books by my favorite author. For a great book about pretending to be someone you're not, I recommend Mother Night by Kurt Vonnegut. The main character is an American playwright who has spent most of his life in Germany. As an adult during World War II, he is recruited by the U.S. government to help transmit messages to the Allies. He does this via code inserted into his Nazi propaganda radio show. He is so good at pretending to be a Nazi that he is respected as a leader within the Nazi Party. He also managed to get on the list of wanted war criminals. The problem is that he entered this knowing that the U.S. would never recognize his work, nor would they come to his defense. So, really, the only people invested in keeping him alive are the Nazis, a group he does not truly want to be a part of. There's a movie made of the book starring Nick Nolte. Read the book. Thanks, as always, for the entertainment and education. I hate the term edutainment. Yeah, I don't think we really use edutainment either. But
it's got a bit of a musty ring to it.
Yeah.
But we get the idea, but we're glad that we're providing some interesting tidbits for you guys. That's an awesome book recommendation, something I definitely want to follow up on.
Yeah, I've only read a couple of Vonnegut stories. I read Slaughterhouse-Five and The Sirens of Titan. Good stuff. Yeah. Especially Slaughterhouse-Five, one of my all-time favorites. So, hey, if you want to reach out to us, you want to share some stuff with us, you want to see what we're up to, what we're blogging about, what links we're looking at, maybe get an idea of what future episodes will consist of, then you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Tumblr. We are Stuff to Blow Your Mind on both of those. And you can also find us on Twitter, where our handle is Blow the Mind.
And you can also drop us a line at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.